You are now listening to Voices of the West Side with your host, John Easter. Today's guest, Emerson Allen.
Good morning. Welcome to Voices of the West Side on Indy's Giant 90.9. I'm John Easter. The world's still here. We did elections last week. Maybe we'll talk about that a little bit later on. Maybe. But the world's still here. We're still here. And it is Voices of the West Side because it's Friday morning. And you know what that means.
Yes.
That means it's a lot of fun. I'm John Easter. If you want to give us a call, you can do so. 317-244-9234, as they say on the promo. That's 317-244-WBDG if you like alphabet soup. If you want us to know what you think or you want to call in and talk to our guests, you've heard already this morning, if you were following us on social media, we did announce who it is, but we'll get to them in just a moment, maybe with the little special intro coming up. But anyway, good morning, Karen. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I am alive. I am well.
Well, that's good.
I have been at home for the past, well, I was work yesterday until 8, and then I got home, and then I ate Panda Express.
Well, that's not bad.
Gorged myself on orange chicken.
Well, you know, that's not bad.
Yeah.
There could be worse things than that.
I mean, I got paid. I might as well.
Yeah. Well, yesterday I got my COVID vaccine.
Yeah.
So my arm hurts. So don't punch me in the left arm, Emerson.
I won't do that.
Okay. So don't do that. And you know, I'm feeling okay. You know, I had problems, not really problems, but I had a little bit of a reaction to the second one.
Mm.
But you know, you had the first dose and then the second dose, that second one kind of made me tired and, you know, I slept for like a day.
Yeah, that'll happen.
But I haven't had problems with any of them.
Yep.
And I got my flu shot also this week. So, you know, just trying to stay healthy this winter season, control what you can control.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly I advocate that everyone, if you so desire, to get out and get those while you can, because you don't want the flu.
Nope.
You don't want the vid.
Nope.
So just make sure you get out and take care of yourself if you so desire. I know it's a personal choice, but that's mine. What else is going on, Karen?
Not much.
Anything coming up for you this weekend?
Yeah, actually. My sister is performing in Mean Girls the Musical Avon tomorrow night at 7:30. So
yeah. Our musical's coming up next week here in Davis, but we'll talk about that
when we get to the thing on
the
wall.
So that's exciting.
Yeah. So I haven't been able to see any of the last shows, but tomorrow I'm also going down to a Mishawaka to record some music.
Nice.
But then right after that, I'm coming back to
be up to Mishawaka. Mishawaka's in the northern part.
I don't know anything. I know nothing about cardinal directions.
Around.
I say down to refer to going anywhere.
I gotcha.
It just feels better.
Isn't that weird, though, we do that? I mean,
yeah.
Because directions, I mean, they're just directions. But
I'm going left to Mishawaka.
I'm going up to Lebanon. I'm going down to Bloomington. I'm going up to Fort Wayne. I'm going over to Dayton.
I just say whichever one feels right in the moment. But I'm going to Mishawaka to record for a bit. I'll be there from, like, early in the morning to, like, 5 p.m.
That's a nice long drive up there.
Yeah, it's like an hour. It's not too horrible.
Hour? How fast do you drive?
Oh, I may be going, not Mishawaka, Montezuma.
Ah, okay. I was going to say.
I mixed this two up because there's two of the, both of the guitarists in my band are from, one of them is from Montezuma, the other's from Mishawaka.
Okay.
And when they both start with an M, I get them mixed up. Mishawaka is like a 3-hour drive.
Yes,
so
that is correct.
That's a little heavier.
South Bend.
It's a little longer of a drive than
I
meant.
If you make it in an hour to Mishawaka, you're probably flying.
Yeah.
So
I am breaking the law constantly.
Yes. Breaking the law. All right. Yeah. All right. We've enough small talk. What's
enough
on that
banter
thing up there that we call the that thing? That's, oh, there it is.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Bring It On, the musical, Ben Davis Theater. That's November 14th, 15th, and 16th at 7 p.m. And then the 17th at 2 p.m. And that is or 2 p.m. Did I say 10 p.m.?
I think you said 2.
Okay.
It's the 17th at 2 p.m.
Yeah, 17th
Their at 2 matinee p.m. performance.
And that is here.
Yes.
Yes.
In the Ben Davis Theater, just like it says right up there on the board.
Just wanted to make sure that I read it correctly. Yep. Tonight is sectional football against Brownsburg here at Ben Davis. That starts at 7 p.m. for kickoff, and then the pregame at 6 p.m.
Yep, yep.
Then Saturday, girls basketball, Ben Davis against Hamilton Southeastern, at Hamilton Southeastern.
Yep, home of the Royals.
Yep, Saturday at 12:30.
And our good friend Kyle Bandy is coming back to produce that. Ooh. So thanks, Kyle.
And then 27th to December 1st, Thanksgiving break.
Not looking forward to that, are you?
I'm all right with it.
I'm just joking.
I'm going to Vincennes for it, so I get to eat meatballs.
Going down and over to Vincennes?
I'm going through space
yes.
to Vincennes.
I'm going to Vincennes later this month, too.
Warping myself over there.
For a professional day.
Yeah, so no school for those few days, and I think that's it.
That'll do it.
That's all that we have on...
All right, well, now our guest knows what it's like to sit through the witty banter and everything else as Mr. Goins bum rushes the window. But, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a very special introduction.
WBDG FM HD1, Indianapolis.
I think you remember this one.
Are you ready?
I remember that.
Indianapolis.
You did this in one take.
Yeah, a lot of coffee.
The time has come. The bell has rung. We'll get in your seats for school talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is school talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes
like
we make the wrong
too.
Decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move.
Here it comes.
And jump on the bus.
Gotta go woo. Gotta go woo.
Right. Here it comes.
Right here. Woo!
School talk has arrived. Come on, let's go. On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get. Take your seats and get ready. This is not school talk. This is the voice of the West Side. I like your theme song.
Yeah,
I do.
Karen
like
did it.
I do like that theme. You got it up there somewhere?
I got it. You want to hear it again?
Push it.
You are now listening to Voices of the West Side with your host John Easter.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I just found a nice little beat.
Music,
yeah, nice little beat.
See, I'd be like, good morning. How you doing?
It's get a very, very
what
fun.
Are you doing? Yeah. Oh, man, I am. You guys been doing great.
Thank you.
You guys have been doing great.
Appreciate that.
To the big shoes, and I'm so happy to be a guest on Voices of the West Side.
Second time. No technical problems this week, though, because all the mics working.
There's a problem with coffee and stuff like that.
We're not running around like with our hair on fire.
No, I don't have any hair. That's a good thing.
You don't have any coffee either.
I don't mean
to rub it in.
If y'all know, I wish I could, but I did. But it's on my foot, so I did rub it in.
I just took a big drink of water when you said that.
But if y'all know anything
about... We were about to have more technical problems because the water would have been all over the board.
If y'all know, that's a good word. If y'all know anything about school talk, I love my coffee.
Yes.
And en route or coming in the door, I spilled my coffee not on the floor, but on my foot outside. So I had on white socks, but one's white and one's brown. And one smells like Downy, and the other smells like coffee.
the other smells like Colombian coffee beans.
So if I all I gotta do if I'm on a cup of coffee, just take my sock off and wring it. Okay, that's not a good visual.
This coffee tastes like feet. What is that?
Good morning. I'm also live on Facebook on my little personal phone.
Yeah.
Good morning, Eric. Eric. You know Eric. You know him, Eric.
Probably.
Yeah, Eric Sheffield.
Yeah, I know Eric.
Yeah,
absolutely. I know Eric.
My nephew, my big Will, the man, he's out there. Good morning, nephew. Good morning to you too. I'm so proud of him. He turned 50 this year.
Uh-huh.
I turned 70.
Yeah, I was gonna say happy birthday.
We're getting a little bit older, but he's a good grandpa, man.
Yeah,
he's a good grandpa. So I appreciate that when men do what they're supposed to do, and I don't mind saying things like that when men do what they're supposed to do. So, and because I do a lot of work with men,
yeah,
in many different ways. And that's what we're talking about today.
Yeah, because it is November, which is, you know, you have Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, which is September, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you also have what they call Movember,
yeah,
which is more of like a focus on men's health. Mm-hmm. And it's No Shave November, which I've been doing some. You can't tell right now. But
some grow a mustache.
Yes.
Some have grown a mustache. I'll never cut my mustache, though.
Yeah. You've always had a mustache since I've known you. Sometimes you had a goatee.
Yeah, I'll do that every once in a while.
But,
you know,
but most of the time, I think.
I'll never cut my mustache.
Yeah. How long has it been since you've
cut my mustache?
Yeah.
I cut it and I was 18 when I joined the Marine Corps. And that was
the last time.
No, take it back. State Police Academy. State Police Academy, I had to cut my mustache.
So pretty much
50-some years. So that was 1979.
Yeah, okay. So 40-some years you've had a mustache.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it. I love money, John.
Longer streak than mine. Last time I shaved was August, I think.
Yeah.
Which is an issue because my sideburns are unruly. Yeah. So I need to get those fixed.
Yeah. Good morning to Curtis Mitchell, my cousin down in Terrell, Indiana. He's a jarhead. Good morning and hoorah to you. And so we're going to talk about Veterans Day and talk about prostate cancer awareness. Those are kind of two interesting topics. But, John, they both affect me personally.
Right.
In many different ways. You know, Veterans Day is coming up Monday. And I'm off the J-O-B, so I'll be out in the community. What's that one guy a long time ago said, where's Waldo? Remember that character?
I know.
You do?
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, I had a bunch of books when I was a kid. I had a bunch of them, yeah.
Oh, I say, yeah.
So. Well, and you remember
he's still around.
You remember the late great Bill Uhrig used to have on his Facebook, where is Bill Uhrig today?
I do remember that.
And so he would be like, you know, would say, like, I'm at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway leading tours, or I'm at the Lions Club, such as, because he was a big Lions Club guy and everything else. So he was always somewhere, and he would put on his Facebook.
Did his own little Where's Waldo game.
Right. Yeah. And then, unfortunately, when he passed away, it was like, where's Bill Uhrig? And somebody posted he was in heaven. So that was nice. But Bill has been on this program, but...
Where is Emerson Allen on Monday? I'll be out and about celebrating Veterans
Day. Now you like to go out and try to find all the veterans.
I celebrate. I celebrate. But the Marine Corps, I joined the Marine Corps back in 1972 because I couldn't, like, unlike you guys, you know, you guys are still in school. I couldn't stay in high school back in my hometown, Terrell, Indiana. I went through Wiley High School, one, Gersma High School, that's two. State Laboratory. ISU had a high school during back in the day. Mm-hmm. And I went through there, and then I went to the very first year of North Vigo High School. That's four high schools, and didn't finish none of them. You know, I really knew what I was doing, didn't I? So so when I got in the Marine Corps, everything was going to heck in a handbasket. So I joined the Marine Corps in 1972. You know, Vietnam was still going on. So I thought I'd go to the Marine Corps, nothing else to do. So I got in the Marine Corps, and I got some sense knocked into me. Now, I got a gap, but they didn't knock a tooth out. I've always had a gap. But they knocked some sense into me. And so I did 2 years in the Marine Corps, and then I came out for 6 months, went to ISU, got a 12-hour college credit. Didn't like college, went back into the Marine Corps again, did two more years in the Marine Corps, total four. Called a med cruise. I don't know why they call it a cruise. Called a med cruise, went overseas, coast of Beirut, Lebanon, close to got to any combat, and I was a sniper. But we never went on shore for anything. A couple of folks did, but I never went. But I was ready to go. You know, so Marine Corps actually really did save my life back in the day. So the Marines did awesome on that part. So I really take my hat off to all the service folks out there in every branch. Push a magic button. The Marine Corps, the Air Force, the Navy, the Coast Guard, the National Guard. National Guard twice. Because back in the day, the National Guard was just for the National Guard. But not no more. National Guard, front line.
Yeah. They go everywhere.
They go everywhere. National Guard front line. So the Marines saved my life. So Veterans Day, all you guys go out. I'm serious. Enjoy it. Take all the accolades. Because if it's like this. It's like this. If you stand in front of the man and then you raise your hand and you swear an oath to the United States of America and you swear there's an opportunity or a chance, and I say opportunity, that you will have to make the ultimate sacrifice and give your life for the country. And a lot of men and women have done that. So when you, that's why I said, no one makes you go to the military. So when you put your hand up there and say, yes, I do, I will serve, man, that is deep.
So just as a thought here, is it appropriate to say Happy Veterans Day?
Yeah. I know it's always right. Like suicide prevention.
Now, it's like Memorial Day. You don't say Happy Memorial Day because Memorial Day is for the fallen soldiers. But veterans, that's veteran. More for that's the veterans that are here.
Exactly. And
also recognizing those that aren't, obviously.
Similar feelings that we have when we do suicide prevention and we go out of the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's an occasion that you're remembering the lives of the loved ones that have passed through suicide. And you've been out there, John. It's a joyful, kind of eerie feeling that you're happy and sad at the same time.
Right.
You know, and so when you say Happy Veterans Day, you know good and well a lot of folks have passed away. And the loved ones, you know, part of them saying they're not happy that their loved one passed away, but they're happy that their loved one served. And the loved one did what they wanted to do. So it's kind of crazy. Life is wild.
You know, one of the best, and I think I've talked to you about this, Kieran.
Maybe.
One of the best things I've ever done on the internet is subscribe to this channel.
Yeah.
And I don't know the channel off the top of my head, but it's all veterans telling their stories.
Yeah.
And you know, some of these guys are World War II veterans. Yeah. Some of them are Vietnam veterans, but they tell their stories and tell what they went through in combat and, you know, how I just think of this one story where he was talking about how, you know, he was in the middle of everything,
right?
Like 1 week. And then the next week he was back at home and just like, it was that big of a transition. Yeah. And mm-hmm. it's like, people don't realize what veterans go through.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are active service members as well.
I'm on
the We have people, we have people active currently around the world that are doing things we'll never know about.
Never know about.
Yeah. And so, you know, when you think of everything veterans have to go through, but you put your hand up and you took that oath.
Yeah.
Tony, Canada. Yeah, Tony.
He's out and about. He's shout out to Tony on Facebook. He's
a veteran. I believe.
He's definitely a veteran.
He's
still popping. He's great. Yeah. He might have five kids. No, I'm just kidding. He only got about a couple kids.
Army?
You're going to correct me in a minute.
Army?
Tony? Army. Tony was Army. And then my cousin Kurt down there in Terre Haute, he works with the veterans down there in Terre Haute.
Yeah.
You know, and the vets up here, they know they need it. They need it because you don't know what they go through. I'm one of the lucky ones. I'm one of the lucky ones when it comes to prostate cancer and when it comes to being a veteran. You know, I don't have that PTSD. You know, I don't have it. You know, I was ready to go. I was on the flight deck. I had full war gear. And my chopper, they told my chopper to stand down. So I was ready to go. And that's all you can do. You got to be ready to go. You know, and he's got two different. He's been there two different times. Tony's been in a combat zone two different times. You know, so and he would say he'll do it again. And that's what veterans do. You know, they don't think about themselves. I mean, we had a thing. This is really weird for civilians. But I knew if I was in a foxhole and somebody threw in a grenade, and I'm there with another individual, that person, that jarhead, that Marine is going to jump on the grenade before I do. He's going to try to beat me to the grenade. I'm going to try to beat him or her to the grenade. That's crazy when you don't think about it. But your partner, your brother, their life is more important than yours. Man, you don't learn that in high school.
No.
You don't learn that in high school, you know. It's called thank you, Tony, Battle Buddy. You don't, and that stuff sticks with you when you get out there in the civilian world. and then you're doing your job. That stuff stick with you when it comes to doing your job the right way and being dedicated. And your boss knows who's who to call on when they need a job done, who's going to do the job right, who's going to do the job correct way. And then you got to hold your head high. It's something about military experience, something about military training. Man, it's a different world, but it's great. If you get to the point where you're looking back, look at the memories of the people that you meet. Oh man, and you never, and if you never see them again, you remember all the times. Ah man, it's like Tony said, it's a whole new level. But like I said, with me, it's kind of like there's some bittersweet, but there's some sadness in there too. I was at Camp Lejeune, and if you've seen the news, we had some contaminated water that we didn't know that we were eating, we were drinking. Yeah. We were bathing, you know, and I not for the love of money, and I love money. I really believe my prostate cancer came from that dirty water at Camp Lejeune. Mm. With black men, prostate cancer is hereditary. Mm. You know, if someone in your family got it, look out. You know, there's a good chance you're going to get it too. Well, my granddaddy didn't have it. My father didn't have it. I got two older brothers. They didn't catch it. I got two younger brothers. They don't have it. I'm in the middle. Mm. As somebody would say, explain that.
Yeah.
Explain that. And it's called benzene. Benzene is one of the chemicals that some of the doctors have said that causes prostate cancer. And it could be dormant in your body for years before it comes to the surface. You know, once that chemical gets cancer cells. So I'm fighting that with the VA as it pertains to the and they got an act out there. They got an act that was passed by Congress last year to give us an opportunity.
I found the channel. The channel is the American Veterans Center. Mm-hmm. That's the channel.
Yeah.
Fantastic stories.
Right.
And, you know, these are a lot of World War II vets. Mm-hmm. They're telling their stories, which, you know, that's... You go out to let's say breakfast,
right.
Go across the street and go to breakfast, and you'll see an older gentleman with a hat on. It says a veteran. They were a veteran. Thank them.
Yeah.
Because you never know what that guy did.
He
looks like a nice, kindly old man sitting there eating his scrambled eggs, but those guys, I can't say it on the radio, but it starts with bad. That's who those guys were when they were out there in World War II. And you talk about some of the things those guys did. I mean, you know, Vietnam, some of those.
I see the stories. That's why I say I'm a lucky one. I'm one of the lucky ones. You know, I went in during Vietnam. I knew I was going to go to Vietnam. I didn't go to Vietnam. You know, close I got to combat with brute Lebanon and back in 1976-77. You know, there's always some conflict in the world somewhere. So I was ready to serve during my time I was out there. That was my time. Everybody has their own time. You know, Desert Storm, that was Tony's time. You know, and during that time, you know, Kurt, he was back in the Vietnam era. You know, everybody has their time.
Right.
So everybody's got to step up. Freedom ain't free.
No.
I mean, you might take things for granted, what we do every day when you wake up. When you wake up, oh, man. I mean, I remember when you wake up in the morning, man, you go out to your deck, and you got a cup of coffee. You ain't got to be at work for a couple hours.
You didn't spill it on your shoes.
Oh, you don't spill it on your shoes. You get some coffee, and maybe a Danish or a roll, and you're on your deck, and just looking at the sunshine, and you're just enjoying it, man. That stuff ain't free. Can you imagine we couldn't do that? Because of a wrong type of government or something like that, we don't take freedom for granted. It's awesome. And like Tony said, he said there's nothing more. You know, it takes more. You know, not more than the pride that you have in putting on your uniform.
Well, and two, you talk about veterans and their times that they served, and when you all serve, it's sometimes. Things veterans do we will never know about because maybe they were in operation somewhere they can't tell you. So and every conflict is different.
Yeah.
We saw with Iraq and Afghanistan and the war on terror. A lot of those veterans are dealing with losing a limb, having, you know, a bomb go off near him and having the concussion,
right?
The head injuries, things like that. You see all those things, and now we're starting to see those veterans running for office, and we're starting to see that those groups come through. So, you know, and I'm not a veteran. You know, I don't think I could have done what you guys do.
No,
you know,
John, but here's the thing: God don't make mistakes. I'm gonna say that. God don't make mistakes. He puts everybody on the earth for a purpose. You got to find your purpose. And once you find your purpose, you got to roll with it. John, boy, I can tell you, God don't make mistakes.
No.
You're right where you're supposed to
be. I agree.
You done what you're supposed to do over the number of years. The number of young people that you have touched, the lives of the young men that go off and do professional work in radio and television, boy, that's priceless. No, goddamn it, he put you right where he wanted you to be.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Right where you wanted to be.
And you as well.
You've done the same thing. I ain't saying it because you're sitting next to me. It's proof is in the pudding. Y'all go on. Okay, all right. Y'all on out there on the World Wide Web. Y'all go online and look at the BD students that graduated from Giant 90.9. See what they're doing. See what they're doing. Or BD TV. See what they're doing.
Yeah.
Boy, I'll get me started up in there, boy.
Just listening onto the radio, Emerson was just violently and aggressively pointing at the camera while he was doing that. For his Facebook Live.
Yeah, I'm serious, man. You don't know, because I'm a high school dropout. I got my GED when I was in the Marine Corps. And what you guys do here in the school, man, I ain't lying. The kids, if they get it and suck it up and get it into the brain cells, man, they'll go off and they have a great... I'm 70 years old, John. I'm old.
And you were what? You were 47 when you started school.
Yeah, I was just a kid, man.
A 46, 48.
I was just a kid.
Yeah,
man.
No.
It was. And
that's where I am now, 49.
Yeah, so. You ain't but a kid, man. It is so cool. But yeah,
I feel like a kid sometimes.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, so I would do it all over again. Like Tony said, I would do it all over again. I would join, you know, all over again, because of the pride, the feeling, what it did for me, it saved my life, you know, put me on, and then I feel it every day, you know, you it stays with you.
Yeah.
You know, your training, the folks you met, and I'm one of the lucky ones, you know, and I tell folks that every single time. Many, many ways I'm lucky when it comes to being a veteran and being a prostate cancer survivor.
Well, and we didn't hit the other part of what we're... I know we're almost out of time.
I mean, I got to come back. But I always wanted to say...
But we can always go over.
It is safe.
Yeah, we go.
Yeah.
I probably got 5 more minutes. I got to do the real... I ain't quit the real job yet.
Yeah?
Yeah. I shouldn't say I'm working on it because my boss might be listening. But I'm always working on it. You got to be working towards your future, you know. And then with my prostate cancer awareness, what I want to do with that, John, since I'm going to have 5 more minutes, since you don't mind.
Anytime, no.
You got to do legal in 2 minutes. So, I mean, we always forget to do legal. John goes like,
WBDGFM HD1 Indianapolis.
Hey, we got it done early. There we go.
So it's like with my prostate cancer awareness, you know, it's like I want to get, when I'm doing, and then I got to do more, getting every chance I get, I'm asking a man, you know, what's your age, and have you talked to your doctor? So what do you mean? Have you talked to your doctor about your prostate? He said, oh, man, that's kind of direct, isn't it? I said, yeah, it is, ain't it? Yeah. Have you talked to your doctor about your prostate? Well, no, I haven't. Well, you need to talk to him. One time I talked to him, I had a customer come in, and I asked him, and I said, how old are you? He said, why you ask? I said, well, I'm just wondering, have you talked to your doctor about your prostate? He said, that's kind of direct. I said, yeah. I said, yeah, I know. And then I asked the guy, he said, well, by the way, my prostate is good. And I've talked to my doctor, actually had an appointment last week. And thanks for asking. And I said, well, what do you do for a living? He said, I'm a doctor.
I talked to myself about it, okay?
I have investigated myself and found nothing wrong.
I came at the office.
It kind of messed me up. The folks come in the store, you don't know. You don't know what they do for a living. They all dress in blue jeans and shoes and socks, and you don't know what they do for a living. And it's really, 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 really. He said, yeah, I'm a doctor, you know. But I always talk to him because, you know, prostate cancer is a silent killer, you know. When you're approaching 40, you guys, you're too young, Mr. Host. You're too young, Mr. Easter. I'll talk to you later. But anyway, so like at 40, start At 40, start talking to your doctor. All you do is talk to your doctor. Ask you like, hey, doctor, I'm 40. Should I be worried about this prostate thing? He or she will give you the advice that you need. Your own personal doctor, not Emerson. All I want to do is get you to your doctor and talk to your doctor.
Well, I've already had my PSA tested.
Okay, good.
So, yeah, I was having some weird symptoms.
My man. Told you. You don't know nothing. Go ahead.
You know, frequent urination
at
this one point. So I went and went over to Wayne Wellness, and they did blood tests, checked my PSA.
There you go.
PSA was fine.
Push the magic button, y'all.
But the thing was, they were like, so why am I using the bathroom a lot? And they were like, well, what are you drinking? And I was like, well, you know, I have like a 40-ounce Diet Coke in the morning. I have this, I had that. And they're like, that's why. Oh, yeah, and by the way, you're on a water pill, too. So I'm like,
smart man.
Okay, still, then I know.
Yeah, you know? I didn't have any symptoms.
Right.
Or I didn't think I didn't have any symptoms.
Right.
But I did have a symptom. It was similar to that. And it's, you know, and in my men classes, that when I talk to the men, I really get down deep into the terminology of what happened. But, you know, I had a symptom, and like, you just got to know your body. When something's not right, something's not going right, talk to your doctors. You had a sense that wasn't right. Talk to your doctor. So I had one, but I didn't know it. So when I did go in and they did my PSA and they did the DRE. The DRE is digital rectal exam. It's not a rap song either. The DRE. It's not Dr. Dre. It's the DRE. The DRE. And then he said something don't feel right. And what he's feeling for, he's feeling for your prostate.
Yeah.
It should be no bigger than a walnut. So if it's bigger than that, you got issues. So my PSA came back. PSA numbers were high. And then they said, we need to take it to the next level, which is a biopsy. So my PSA was 9.2. And then they did the biopsy, and they found it took 12 samples of my prostate, and 10 of them were cancerous.
Oh.
So I knew I had prostate cancer. So back then in 2015, when they first diagnosed it, you know, they had remedies for radiation seeds, watch for waiting, take the booger out, you know. So I said, take the booger out. So it took the cancer with it, and I've been cancer-free since 2016. You know,
push that magic button there.
Yeah. But now they got so many different treatments. You got to, that's why I said, talk to your doctor. Talk to your specialist, because now, you know, ultrasound. They use an ultrasound to kill the cancer cells. You know, non-invasive.
Well, and two, you know, unfortunately, my mom was a breast cancer survivor. Mm-hmm. It was stage 3 when they found it, so it already started moving through her body.
Mm-hmm.
But thankfully, she was able to be cancer-free, so she went. And she went through the treatments, the chemo, radiation, all that. So she got through that. But breast cancer, if they find it late, breast cancer is an aggressive cancer sometimes.
Yeah.
Pancreatic cancer is very aggressive. Prostate cancer, you live with prostate cancer.
You can live with it early.
Yeah. You have a lot of people out there who are living with prostate cancer.
So true.
Going through treatments.
So true.
Because it tends to
be slow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not always.
The key. You're right. The key to it.
You just want to catch it early it doesn't move in your body. Because cancer, that's when it, if you get it early enough. So, you know, I'm.
It's like Emerson.
Yeah.
Catch it early enough.
Well, you know, with colon cancer, with things like that, those are things that you don't have a lot of symptoms for sometimes. Right. So you may never know that you have colon cancer until you get a colonoscopy.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I know we're talking about prostate cancer, but those are other things that, and especially with men, and I'm guilty of this too, we don't go to the doctor.
Don't want to go. Now you preach, that's why I be preaching to the choir.
We don't talk to
Isaac about that one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Isaac does not go to the doctor.
Yeah. Well, Isaac, you need to go.
Where Isaac at?
He's in Studio D right now.
Shout out to D.M. Allen. That's my daughter, Dinah. D. Muffy. She's watching.
I was just having a conversation with somebody the other day about how they didn't go to the doctor and they, so it's like, you gotta go.
You gotta go.
I mean, and I'm guilty of it. So yeah. I'm bad.
You gotta go, John. You gotta go. So you can be a bad.
I smacked my hand.
50 push-ups. No, I'm just
I kidding. Never have any I issues.
Can't, I can do one. I'm out of shape.
I never have any issues that are bad
I don't
enough.
Care I'm doing for me.
Yeah.
I never have any issues bad enough to warrant going to the doctor.
Not yet.
No, not yet. But it is shocking the amount of times I have injured myself and just been like, yeah, it's fine.
I remember one of them.
Yeah, you remember one of them.
Yeah, he had a fight with a dog crate one time.
Yeah, I tripped and fell while I was running to my computer in my basement, and I slashed my inner thigh open on a dog crate.
Ooh.
Yeah. So that was fun. I didn't end up getting stitches at all. My mom just came down with a wet washcloth, and I just sucked up all the blood, and I put two Band-Aids on it and called it a day.
That's what men do. You know, just put me back in, coach.
I do think, though, that things are changing when it comes to the way men think about their health.
I think it is.
Now, you do more work on this than I do, but I do think that
we're still stubborn.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Blue. Hey, Blue. Madeline Blue out there. Blue Watch, nice talk to you.
It's like this dry skin I have on my you know, I've been to the doctor. I've had treatment for it, but it comes and goes and it gets worse. And I'm like, I need to go back to the dermatologist. Yeah. And I'm like, I should just give me another cream.
Yeah. I've got psoriasis. It's just like, I had to get like an oral steroid for mine.
Yeah.
And that, I wish all that it did.
All that it did
was put a bad taste in my mouth, and it made me too hungry.
Yeah.
See, I know another show, but that's what about the English language, steroids. For me, when I was younger, I heard the word associated with gaining weight.
Think of the Hulk. Yeah.
I didn't think about steroids when it comes to health reasons, because you got any type of rash, something, they give you some type of steroid, ointments and stuff. It's crazy. But anyway, that's a different show.
Yeah.
So like you say, men need to go to the doctor. And there's a lot of reading. Now, you know, I do your research, but men, the baby boomers, they're older. They're saying that the numbers of the active cases will be going higher because the men are getting older, and they're getting no more aware of it and getting more screenings. So they said, don't let the numbers scare you. It's just that more people are now getting more aware of it and talking to the doctor about it and find it in the early stages.
And correct me if I'm wrong, prostate cancer is pretty common.
Yeah. Some doctors have said that every man.
If you live long enough.
Black, green, yellow, or purple.
Yeah.
Will develop prostate cancer in your body. The cancer cells will be there, but they could be dormant.
Right.
They could not fire up, and you can have prostate cancer, but it not kill you. You'll die of other ailments.
Right.
Not older age. Now, the key to it, though, stage four, that's stage three and four, those you don't want to play with.
No, because that's when it's moving through your body.
That's when it's out of your prostate, in through your body, and that's when you run into problems. Like, I read a book by Charles Williams, That Black Man Might Live, and he was the director, president of NAI Black Expo. And it's a great book. It made me cry. A lot of information in it. But he died of prostate cancer in stage four. Mm. Now, check this out. We men are stubborn. And one thing I got out of this book, he was a stubborn man. And he created the NAI Black Expo Health Fair. Did he go? Don't think he did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had all these opportunities to get free health care. Get somebody to get you a free prostate exam. You know, he had money, he can pay for it, but they also you get it there free. But when he did finally go to the right doctor, because he got that misdiagnosed a couple of times, but the right doctor, that's why I said, got to go to the right doctor to get diagnosed right. When he finally was diagnosed, he was already at point. He was in stage four, and that was scary.
Well, you know, I was looking at that. I thought it was 1 in 4. It's 1 in 8.
Mm.
Men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer during their lifetime. 1 in 8.
It's a lot. That's
so. If you take the number of men we have in this area, and we're a male dominated radio station, we have one girl in radio right now. So, young women, if you want to get in radio, please, please come, here.
We're running out.
Right. So, about 2 of the people in radio during their lifetime, will be diagnosed with prostate
knowing
cancer.
His luck, one of them will probably be Isaac.
Well, let's not hope, wish that on
anybody. I hope not. Now, Jack, I don't know what your PSA was. I'm not going to ask what your PSA was.
I don't think I know, but they said it was good.
That's so. Right now, my PSA is pretty much non-detectable. My PSA at that time when I was diagnosed with prostate cancer was 9.323.
Yeah.
Now, so I knew I had prostate cancer, and I was in the early stages of it, you know. Now,
you did catch it early.
But I didn't know. But I had a nosy doctor. Dr. Anthony Acosta of IU was very nosy. Tried to get me to come in for a physical, and I wouldn't go. For 2 years, I didn't go. So during that 2 years, that's when the prostate cancer cell grew inside me. So I finally went, boom, he found it. Now, Dr. Charles Williams, Reverend Charles Williams, when he finally went to the right doctor to get diagnosed, when he checked his PSA, and this is coming from his book, Black Man Might Live, his PSA, and check this out, y'all, and this is not a typo, 172.3.
Oof.
Wow.
172. Wow is the word.
Yeah.
Wow is the word. And so at that time, the doctor ordered him to go to a urologist immediately. Good morning, Danny, Reverend Carter. Danny Carter out there watching, and Claude Johnson, how you doing? Hey, get your prostate checked, Danny. I know you already did. But anyway, it's like 172.3, stage 4. But there's nothing they could do.
Yeah.
Go home. And during that time, that year of his life, he wrote the book. And all this information is inside his book, and I use it, and I talk to people about it so they can be around people with their kids. Kids. That gets me every time. Y'all know I have 4 daughters, and then I have 5 grandkids. Now, when I was diagnosed with cancer, I had 4 daughters and 5 grandkids. But during that time, I got a brand new granddaughter. And then check this, Danny going like this, 2 great granddaughters.
Wow.
After the time of me being diagnosed cancer free, I wouldn't have been around for these 3 kids. I'd be around for 70. I wouldn't be around to run my mouth on the airways one more time. You know? Yeah. So it's so important that men that person at 40 years old start talking to your doctor, and then once you get that conversation going, keep the conversation going throughout the rest of your life, because life is tough sometimes, but life is good.
Yeah.
And you need to be around for your kids and for your grandkids, you know. It's crazy. Craig Gracie, good morning. Good morning, Gracie. How you doing? All you people out there on the airways and the Facebook, you know, if you got somebody in your family that's approaching that 40 year old mark, talk to them. Walk up to them. Look them in the face. How's your prostate? And if they look great, no way. I'm caring about you. You know, go talk to your doctor. You know, go talk to your doctor, and they'll give you the right advice to do, because you can't self-diagnose yourself, bro. Like Mr. Producer, you can't diagnose yourself. You can't do it. You got to go, because there's some early signs, and you don't know. And John, I'm so proud of you, man. I'm so glad you listened to your body and said, as a farmer would say, when they milking that cow, and all that white milk is going down in the bucket, and it's looking good, and he's squeezing on the milk, and all, ooh, there's a speck in there. Ooh, something in that milk ain't white. So when you're doing something, man, and you're doing something great, and all of a sudden something don't look good, hey, something in that milk ain't white.
Yeah.
You got to throw all that milk away.
Yeah.
You know, so when you're going through life, man, you're doing stuff, and it ain't going right, man, something in that milk ain't white. It's time to change up.
It's time to throw that milk out.
It's time to throw that milk out. So when you listen to your body, your body ain't going to lie to you. I tell people on my job when they lay down on mattresses, I said, listen to your body. It's not going to lie to you. Now, I might say, this is the greatest mattress in the world. Your body says, boy, you crazy. you how do you ever love my mattress? Is hard, too soft, whatever it is. My body don't like it. Listen to your body. It's not going to lie to you. But, yeah, Brandon. Yeah. One word, Brandon Bushap.
Yeah.
Yeah. I buy Bush's last name.
Hope Baptist Church?
Yeah. Street? Yeah. That butcher's name? Probably did.
Yeah.
I did butcher it.
Bochamp?
Yeah, Bochamp. Yeah. He's nice, cool.
There's.
I'm good today. Brandon, good morning. Good morning, Brandon.
Bochamp, and then there's Beecham. There's two, but I think his is Bochamp.
Yeah. Michelle Tyler. I got some shout out to Michelle Tyler. Good morning. Good morning.
We got to wrap it up here. So
yeah, we're running out of time.
Anything else you want to share before we go?
If you got,
well, you're gonna be back. Well, you know that.
I know.
God willing, the creek don't rise. Yeah. Caramel Easter's. So.
Yeah. If you're veterans out there, happy Veterans Day. If you got veterans in your family, walk up to them, pat them on the back, give them a hug, thank them for their service. Some of our veterans, you already know, made the ultimate sacrifice. You got family members, Gold Star family members out there also. Give them a hug, too.
Important thing to remember when you go to the game tonight at Ben Davis and you look in the end zone, there are flags in the end zone. Every one of those represents a veteran that was lost in combat.
Wow.
And if you go upstairs on the second floor right in the ROTC wing, Veterans Memorial Wall.
Yeah.
And one thing I've done, and I recommend it, especially for the Vietnam veterans, when you read about their history, sometimes it'll tell you what happened. Mm-hmm. But if you go back to World War II and you read what some of these veterans did, we have a veteran, for example, on that vault, the wall was lost at sea in a ship that sank.
Yeah.
Never recovered. Yeah. You go through, and there was another that was wounded, and he was taken out of service. Then he went back into service and was wounded again and killed.
Mm-hmm.
This is during World War II.
Yeah.
So you can really find out some things about these young men, because there aren't any old men on that veterans wall up there.
No.
They were 18, 19, 20.
Ben Davis grad.
Yeah. Jesse Holling.
There you go. Yep. There you go.
Jesse Holling.
I remember that. I remember that. And then even the son, and I don't know, remember his name, but the pastor of Hope Baptist Church, his son was a Marine that lost his life.
Yep, that's real.
You just come across folks in your life. Good morning. Good morning,
give me
Whitney.
Just a second here.
Good morning, Whitney. How you doing out there? Brandon says Veteran Day Service 9. Oh, I'll shout it out for you, Brian. I got no problem. Veterans Day Service 9 a.m. at Hope Baptist Church. I said that. Go out there, y'all. Go out there and celebrate it and celebrate your loved ones out there and out there that serve. And,
here we go. These are the Ben Davis veterans. Yeah, these are veterans who lost their lives. This is probably a good way to end the show. Kenneth Brock, Eugene F. Brown, David Aaron Carrico, James Davis, Jack Willard Fincham, Joseph E. Fissler, Gary Gray Highfield, Paul C. Mason Jr., John Thomas Pettit Sr., William Charles Pinkston, Robert Earl Schenck, David Howard Seaver, Larry Michael Whitus, Walter Appleby, Jesse Holling, Marvin Neely, and Zachary Nordmeyer. Yeah. That was the other recent loss that we had here in 2009. That was the most recent
young
one. All young, all in the prime of their life, but made that ultimate sacrifice so that we could continue to have this radio show, continue to have the First Amendment, continue to go to elections and vote for who you want to vote for. And all of those people, and you, Emerson, you've all given us the right to do that. So very appreciative of veterans here.
Thanks for having me back on to talk about two important things to me, and that's Veterans Day and prostate cancer. And then I'm going to close by saying one last thing. Get your prostate check.
I did want to ask one question that would be like 1 to 3 word answer.
Me?
Yeah, for you.
You don't know Emerson, do you?
He can try.
Okay.
I hope you don't take any offense to, if you went back in, if back in the 70s when you went into the Marine Corps, if you knew what you knew now that you wouldn't see combat, would you still go in?
Good question.
I was still going because I knew I was going to see combat. I mean, I knew I was going to see combat. I knew I was going to die on the field. Mm. I died probably twice in practice. I really had, my mindset was I was going to, my life was going to end on the battlefield. I was prepared to do that. That is crazy, I know. But even when I was a state trooper, I knew that there was a might be a possibility that I'm going to give my life for a citizen of Indiana or a citizen of the United States of America, me protecting the innocent third party. I knew that. That's one thing about law enforcement and military. You run towards the bullets.
Mm-hmm.
And your mindset's got to be there, or you're not going to be running towards the bullets. Now, that's not, I don't know what you call it. You can't breed that. You can't grow that. That's just in you. And so when I joined at 18, I had nothing going on. I knew that I could make the ultimate sacrifice, and I was prepared to do it. Same way when I joined state police. I knew that that time might come, and I was okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Call me crazy, call me what. But that's those type of individuals, those are the ones that those are the ones that are out there fighting for our freedom. That type of mentality. So yeah, I couldn't give you 1, 2, 3.
Man.
But yeah, I mean,
Karen asked like the question of the year.
I mean, hey, I'll take 3 paragraphs. That works for me.
I mean, heck yeah. I mean, and even now, I mean, I'm gonna let you go. But like I said, I'll leave that alone. But yeah,
No, you can go ahead and say it.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, it's just like, you know, I'm to this day, I'm very protective of my family. I mean, I'll jump in front of the bullet for my girls, you know, all of my girls, you know, their life is more important than mine, you know, and that's, I said that at 50, I said that at 40, I said that at 30, I said that at 20, you know, I said that way back then. Now, one thing about, say, a 70-year-old, yeah, a 70-year-old, you can say that because you pretty much towards the end, you say that. But no, I said that at 20, 30, 40, 50, that their lives are more important than mine. So, yeah. Ooh,
good morning, question, Jamie Brown.
Hey. Good morning, Sister Brown. Yeah, all right.
All right.
Tell you how that happened.
I think we've done about, hour
20 minutes
and,
over.
Hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know. But the game show's start next. So,
well, John, you did it again. Frenzy. You used your airways to help some people. So that's what I like about you.
We've had some good shows so far. But
yeah,
it's always good when you're back because it's just like old home week here.
Yeah.
So appreciate you.
I will say,
and you're always on the wall.
I do miss y'all. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, I do miss you. Yes.
You could you know, you bum rush the show anytime.
Yeah.
So
on the wall.
All right. Let's do it live. We'll do that live.
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
Oh my.
Are you ready?
I don't remember how.
Parents and the teachers, our students have so much to give.
You must teach them to be investors in themselves. Brother, what you give out, you're going to be giving back. Students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. Okay, be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. Hey, you copy John Easter. You really can. You copy the host. What's your first name again?
Kieran.
I knew that. But you conscious here. Don't get old like me. You forget the memory. But just don't copy the wrong cat, because you'll go up the wrong tree. You go up down the wrong street. And you eat the wrong food. And I don't know what that means. But just don't copy the wrong cat. And remember, the views expressed on the Voices of the West Side, or like they were on School Talk, are the views of me and my guests. So as in parting, as in closing, I got two things to say. Happy Veterans Day, and get your prostate check.
And except when you get your prostate check, pull up your pants.
Oh yeah. But y'all, sagging.
You gotta do that, right?
Sagging, you sagging. You gotta put your pants up. But don't walk down the street sagging. Don't sit there. I'll start nagging. You start sagging, I'm gonna start nagging. You
yeah,
know? Pull your pants up. That don't make no sense. That don't make no sense. I mean, people still do it though.
I know.
I've seen Latinos do it. I've seen Blacks do it. I've seen Whites do it. I see some girls even do it. Why are you sagging? I want to see your BBDs. The voices of the West Side. Are the views of me and my guests, and John Easter's the host. And good show, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, y'all doing good.
Got cross country next week, celebrating their first time they've been to the state finals in 25 years. So, Coach McMaster next week.
We're going to run. I ain't running nowhere.
All right.
I run my bed 3 times and jump in. That's all I'm going to do.
Yeah. We have the longest show club.
Oh, yeah. It goes.
This is why we recorded.
Yeah. And that was, we did that one. Yeah, that was a little nuts. So he was way back in 19.
Yeah.
Gosh.
This song arrived the same week Emerson did in the studios.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was produced that time by Mike Lewis at that time. Yeah.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Woo.
All right.
Peace.
See you next week.
See you next.
Voice of the West Side.